Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Question. The answer is plenty. And you've come to the place where you can find out everything that's going on in this Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Molly Page is here. Ken Kessler is here. And I want to say hi to Eric Church and Michelle Kura, people who are very active as Facebook friends and fans, etc., etc., etc. So let's get going with the things that are of interest and importance. Bangladesh in the news. The story of an atheist who posted online items critical. Listen to this, Mal.
Yeah, this is creepy.
It is creepy.
A blogger hacked to death in Bangladesh. And he was killed as he was leaving for work in the morning. Four masked men attacked him. And chopped him up with cleavers.
This is
for blogging.
I remember Richie one day, he's done it more than once, kind of went off on we're not understanding of how these people think. And we really aren't. But each day, or it seems like almost each day, you have another example of understanding how they think. When I say they, I don't mean this to be painted in a broad brush, but the crazy people who are so aghast when anybody criticizes Islam, whether it's
right, what makes sense,
Ms. Geller and her bunch of nut fruitcakes, or these people here. What we don't understand about tolerance. How many people were taught to be tolerant when they were kids growing up? Kenny, your parents teach you about tolerance?
Yeah.
Jennifer, your parents didn't. Molly, I'm betting your parents didn't. Uh-huh. Richie, your parents taught you about tolerance?
No,
they didn't. Okay. Well, that would stand a reason.
They just were.
They didn't have... Well, you learned...
It's not like I sat down in a class and, you know, here's what tolerance is. And
well, no, but that's not what I mean. I mean, in essence, what you're saying is that they led by example. They taught by example.
Correct.
Which is, by the way, the best way to learn anything. And that's why your children, when you tell them not to do something that you do, don't do what you tell them to do, they do what you do. Remember the old expression, don't do as I do, do as I say? Never works. It doesn't. And in this circumstance, we have a lot of, I think we collectively have a lot of intolerance for people that we don't understand, but yet when you look at the sort of things that they do, this group, this small group, it's beyond what we can comprehend. We just don't. We have a lot of intolerance in our country and the Western societies, but. And then people say, well, wait a minute. What about what the Germans did to the Jews? Yeah, that's probably a pretty good example of them doing the same thing to a group of people.
Well, that's not intolerance. That was genocide.
No, but it was intolerance of it. Yeah, but that was the intolerance of the Jewish way of thinking. That's an example.
Well, and Jews just in general, not their way of thinking. Just because you were Jewish, no matter how you thought, you were going to be wiped out.
The ethnic side of Judaism, I think, is a thought process more than a religious process. Do you not? You're closer to it than I am.
Well, I'm Jewish because my mother and my father and their parents on both sides are Jewish, but I don't practice. I'm not religious in any way, but I'm still a Jew. And if I were there, you know, back then, I would be killed.
Yeah. Well, that's religious intolerance.
So these folks are just killing anyone who speaks out against their religion.
Right, religious intolerance.
If they speak out against it, but not just for them
not
being.
Not just because they are. Okay, I see the point you make. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You can be intolerant quietly is the point.
Yes,
right.
Right. Like Jennifer is from time to time.
Hey!
Hey!
Oh, but she wears it well.
George Zimmerman. How about Georgie Porgy putting in pie, kissed the boys and made them cry? Because his altercations are... Although he did get rid of his wife, or she got rid of him, right?
She got rid of him.
She did.
So I got hate mail because of George Zimmerman.
No.
What?
What did you say, Jennifer?
I said karma. Okay, look.
All right, if you don't know the story, Molly, quickly tell the story about why Zimmerman is in the news today.
So reportedly he was shot at yesterday. There was some kind of road rage altercation. He was not hurt, although somebody shot through the window of his car and shattered glass. However, it's the same man, Matthew Apperson, who was involved in an altercation with him a year ago. So it wasn't random. It wasn't somebody who was angry with him about killing Trayvon Martin.
Vendetta.
Well, we don't know what it is. I think it could be...
Yeah.
I mean, because they know each other, and in the altercation, I think it was last year, Matthew Apperson could have filed charges against Zimmerman, but he didn't.
Yeah, but you're working too hard at this. Zimmerman went home for Mother's Day, and so this guy sees that he's home, and they just go back to feuding. It's kind of like an episode of
Hatfields and the McCoys.
Yeah, kind of. Well, what was the name of that show with the red Dodge that Snyder and Wopat were in?
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard. That's what this. This reminds me. This kind of neighborhood. This is in a rural area of Florida, and that's what this. When I hear these stories like this, that's what I think of.
I do not want to see George Zimmerman sliding across the hood of a car.
Oh, I do.
No.
Jennifer, what did you say yesterday on your local Los Angeles program?
So I do a local show here in Los Angeles, and the news. The sad thing is, it puts me, to be fair to myself, it puts me at a disadvantage because I tape a show early in the day,
right,
and it airs later.
You taped it before you
night.
Saw me for lunch yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And so, you kind of have the news that you have when you go to the story. I still stand by this. So the report was that George Zimmerman got shot in the face, that he was okay, but he got shot in the face.
Yeah, okay.
I go on and I said, look, this guy cannot stay out of trouble. And I still stand by this. He can't. He can't stay out of trouble. He's constantly in the limelight because of all the stuff he's doing. I said, is this just karma? I mean, really, what is going on here with this guy? I stood up for him for the entire time he was on trial with Trayvon Martin because I believe in people trying to protect themselves. But this guy looks like a punk. He can't just go away. He's like OJ. He does something and then he wasn't trying
to protect himself with the Zimmerman thing. He went out with Trayvon Martin.
I'm not defending him. I'm saying that he did. At the time, the evidence I was provided, if I were on the jury, I would have made the same decision that they did.
Oh.
Because there was not enough evidence to prove anything else. And so I stood there and, waved the flag and said, that's the right decision by the jury. Good for you. And
now he's got a hand roll. His mugshot, you can make a deck of cards out of him.
I know. So rich. Okay, so you were with me. You and I stood
together. Did you come up with that by yourself?
Well, no, that's embarrassing.
Aren't you with him? Like, do you care what happens to George Zimmerman now?
No.
I don't.
No. I didn't care about what happened to him before.
So then if that makes me irresponsible and mean to George Zimmerman, then I'm going to take it.
Yeah. All right.
Can we go back to him being shot in the face?
No.
Oh.
We've had enough of George Zimmerman.
Okay.
16 past the hour. In a moment, can spiders fly? On Good Day.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bank on yourself.
Clinic.com. The day I realized that the business I dreamt of starting had actually become a reality was the day I saw my first business card. And I created it in a matter of minutes at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint really puts you in control and makes it simple to create customized business cards for every kind of business. I'll never forget seeing that card and thinking, this is it. I did it.
Right now, you can get 500 standard business cards from Vistaprint for just $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com today and enter promo code 6969 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6969.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
All right, you've entered the Doug zone now.
The no spin zone, or the right. Extra spin zone.
Yeah, right. So how many people think spiders can fly? Yes or no? Richie?
They cannot fly with wings, no, but they can fly because they, like Spider-Man, they can
really
spread their
I wouldn't Kenny has those little, little bugs.
Yes or no, do bugs fly?
Yeah, not like birds, spiders. But yeah. No.
Okay. Kara. Molly?
I hope they can, because sometimes I find them in my bathtub and I throw them out the window.
I know that they can, those evil things.
A hotel in Chicago warning last night their patrons about uninvited guests. Hilton Chicago sent a note suggesting guests keep their windows closed to avoid the annual migration of high-rise flying spiders.
Oh, my God. I am so glad you talked about
that. Bridge spiders, they're called.
I saw them.
Yes, they...
In Chicago, yep. At the big, tall tower.
They fly 95 stories up.
Sears.
So, there is a spider.
I looked at it wondering how it got out there.
21 after.
Think green. Harrison with you. The Guardian newspaper of London is reporting that up in the Bolivian Andes Mountains, the Uru Chapaya tribe's very existence is threatened by global warming. What was once a huge lake is now a cracked desert made of salt. Nothing seems to be growing there. The Chapaya Indians that have lived there for thousands of years are now thought to be the oldest surviving culture in all the Andes. The local river, now a trickle from global warming, and the entire population no longer able to survive. The chief of the Uru Chapaya tribe says that all used to be a water area with ducks and crabs and reeds. Now they have nothing to eat, he says. All their children have left. Their people now perishing. Scientists say glaciers are melting and drought is spreading. And for the Uru Chapaya, they're now facing extinction. From the Greeniverse. Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait, Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Top five songs from this week in 1979, starting with the Village People in the number five position in the Navy. Does anybody know what the derivation of this song was? Why the Village People are gay, right?
Not everyone.
What?
No, I don't think the lead singer's gay.
No.
Is that the Indian or the traffic cop?
The traffic cop, yeah. I believe he was married to a woman.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not that you can't be gay and married to a woman, but I think he was straight.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
All right, so what was their fascination with being in the Navy? Anybody, usually there's a story behind the story.
A lot of men on a vessel, I would imagine.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay.
Probably right. Same with YMCA.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Places
YMCA
to find men.
In the
right,
Navy.
Alec, what are places to find men?
See, that was on Jeopardy last night.
Right. All right, let's see here. Number five was Village People in the Navy. Number four from this week. 1979. Susan Quattro. Chris Norman, Stumble In. Remember this song? This is a cool pop song. Crank it up, Richie.
They were so cute together.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing them together. What made them cute?
The way they look at each other.
Really?
While they're singing this live, yeah.
They look like they loved each other when they looked at each other?
No, they kind of looked like they were cracking up.
Oh, having fun.
Yeah.
Are they an item, like husband and wife?
No, I don't think they were an item then. I think she was much younger than he was.
Oh, I see. And, that.
Yeah, she kind of said she was like his little sister, so they were cracking up doing this song.
All right, called Stumbling In, number four this week in 1979. Number three...
Oh, yeah.
Donna Summer's Hot Stuff.
I like it.
Oh, everything took a weird turn.
What, from Stumbling In or from
yes.
The Navy?
They were so innocent and cute, too. Whoa, Donna Summer.
Well, she was from Boston. Didn't she die last year? Right?
No. I just know I loved it.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Yeah. Right. Donna Summer. All right, this is a good crank-up song. Keep your feet. The challenge is keep your feet still while you're listening to this as we crank it up. I'm sitting in my chair. I could stand up and do calisthenics, though. This is a good song to do. Is this a song to do yoga, too?
No.
No? I'm going to start taking yoga. What do you think of that, Jennifer?
I think that's great. I love yoga.
You do? How often do you practice yoga?
Once a year. Whether I need it or not.
Okay.
Usually January 3rd.
Really?
Why are you going to do yoga, Doug? Is it to meet girls?
I'm told no. I don't know. And I'm going because I'm actually going to have a private session.
I bet you are.
A yogi person. Yogi or yoga. Well, anyway.
A private session is good for you for the
first
time.
No, the president of the bank has gifted me a series of sessions. He went to the yoga class, and he said this is the greatest thing that he's ever done for his body. And he said, I think I'll give you a gift. You can go over there and...
the only thing I have to warn you about,
yeah,
because I know, sadly I know this about you, I know how gassy you are.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to want to expel as much of that gas as you can before. Yeah, because you hit that downward dog and all of a sudden we're going to be here and it's not going to be...
So the song at number two.
Number two is Blondie. This week in 1979.
Saying don't eat salmon soup before you go.
Heart of glass.
Heart of glass.
Heart of glass. Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. That's it's going to come out of your glass.
All right. Number one this week, 1979 is the year. Peaches and Herb. They got married, I think, didn't they? Were they married?
They were married.
They were never married either, Richie?
There were three different peaches.
Oh.
You may have been married to one of them, but there were three different peaches.
You can marry three times. It'd be okay. Peaches and Herb.
I love those flying saucer peaches.
Really? All right, so we managed to mangle up the top five songs this week, 1979 on Good Day, 28 after. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratchet and chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with...
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExpandoVice.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Molly Page is here with us, Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden. Our thought for the day today comes from Helen Keller. No pessimist ever discovered the secrets of the stars or sailed to an uncharted land or opened a new heaven to the human spirit. No pessimist
about that.
Ever discovered the secrets of the stars. Here's a woman who couldn't see. Most optimistic person. You read some of the things that she was responsible for thinking, and it's just amazing.
We'll never find it. Well, hey, look, there it is.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay. There are there are lots of things going on today, as are the cases most days, the plural here. The situation in North Korea with Il Jong Fung Hu Yu.
Kim Jong Un.
Who then.
Kim ATU.
I like to refer to him as my buddy Kim Jong Ding Dong.
Yes, King. Yeah, right.
Kim Jong Ding Dong.
So apparently he executed one of the members of his cabinet, and the cabinet minister of defense.
Oh, must have been Tuesday.
Listen to this. The guy, the cabinet member, fell asleep. Mm-hmm. During a meeting with the leader of North Korea, and was summarily executed.
How dare you fall asleep during my almighty speech?
Bam. That was it, pretty much. That's what happened. Yep. Unless, Molly, you can add something to that.
Well, he was killed by anti-aircraft gunfire, with hundreds of people watching at a shooting range at a military academy.
Now, that's how
so
we
he became target practice.
That's how we should handle the death penalty in this country.
Yes, it wasn't subtle. It wasn't like they just poisoned him. You want to sleep? Here, sleep. No. This was kind of, I'm glad you're not so
bullseye.
Hard.
Yeah. Done.
Wow.
So there you go, boy. Just stay away. Can you imagine if we adopted that here, though, as Richie and and Richie were just Richie and Kenny were just suggesting.
We just take all the people on death row and we put them on that beach where they have weapons target tests.
Down in along the five, Kenny, that far from you at
San Diego?
Yeah.
No, turn it into a reality show.
What a better place to leave.
What's the name of that base?
Camp Pendleton?
Pendleton, that's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always target practice. You drive up the five, back and forth between San Diego and Los Angeles, the only place where there's no population is that base, and you can see them. It's one of the great things is, I saw this happen once. They have tanks on one side of the road firing at stuff on the other side of the road. And meanwhile, the five is one of the busiest highways in the country. They're doing target practice from one side of the road to the other. On the beach or whatever was there. I don't think there's ever been anything that happened, but I always have found that amusing.
Kim Jong, I'm looking at pictures of him now. He looks like a character straight out of out of a Mike Myers movie.
Yeah. All right. Just a quick mention, because Richie hasn't had his chance with this yet. The police officer suing Starbucks because he got burned for $750,000 lost his case yesterday. He focused on his medical condition. His shrink testified that he had difficulty controlling anxiety, experienced depression, had to have surgery related to Crohn's disease, and he struggled to stop taking anti-anxiety drugs because he had coffee spilled in his lap.
Well, and he spilled the coffee in his lap.
He spilled the coffee in his lap. So he wasn't able to convince a judge that he had a case. I'm shocked.
You know, we all remember back to the McDonald's case where the woman spilled the hot coffee in her lap and she got $600,000. She hit the lottery.
But wasn't that reversed?
Was it?
No, I thought it.
What? She just had. She spilled a coffee, or it got spilled on her when it came out of the window. I think. Didn't
it? Yeah, but I thought the judgment, the settlement.
Oh yeah, she got plenty of dough out of it. Oh yeah.
But she didn't get the whole thing. I think it was downgraded.
She got a good payday out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good payday.
All of these people should be on that beach as well.
Mm-hmm. Put them all in there.
It makes it like Kim Jong Ding Dong. Press the button.
All right, we have very important material. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. We've posted a picture of zombie-like creatures on Facebook that I think you came up with this, Molly, right?
I did. This is actually... Should I tell them where it's from?
That'd be a good idea.
Okay. It's the new Louis Vuitton Cruise Collection. It's a fashion show that was held in Palm Springs. And and the reason I sent it to you guys is just because I am stunned at how more and more models look like zombies. And especially in this one. And the collection is based, a lot of the fashion right now, based on Coachella. So it goes back to the 60s and the hippie era. But people were happy and free love and everything then. And now they're walking around just really, really looking constipated. And I was wondering if others felt the same way. So it's posted, and we do have a few comments. And I'm really curious to see what men and women think of the way models are looking these days.
Kenny, what are some of the posts?
Well, Margaret says they look like zombies.
They are.
And Jesse says they look more and more unhealthy. A woman ought to have some shape about her.
Yes. Thank you.
The women pictured need to put some meat on them bones.
Yep, right. Give them a hamburger. Send them out for a hamburger. Okay. Shopping
by the
news.
Way.
Yes, Rich.
The woman's name was Liebeck in the McDonald's case.
Yeah.
She was originally awarded $2.7 million.
She ended up
knocked down to $480,000 in punitive and $200,000 in compensatory.
Thank you.
She got $680,000 total.
All right. Consumers. Starting to spend again, spending differently, restaurant sales, air travel, more money being spent there, consumers opting to spend on experience and big ticket purchases, cars, pricey jewelry, the car average price for a new car is $34,000 now. And there are plenty of people who are spending $200-$300 on sweaters and good-looking designer clothing. I don't know if that's just women or men. It says that people, but I think it's more women. Isn't it?
Well, the New York Times.
Would you spend $200 on a sweater, Molly?
If someone else bought it, absolutely.
Yeah. Richie, what's the most expensive sweater you ever bought?
I don't wear sweaters, so I would say probably zero. Sweatshirts,
yeah,
nah, $65.
Yeah. Kenny, what's the most expensive piece of clothing you ever bought?
I'm sure it would have been a jacket or raincoat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and not while living here, but
no, I mean we don't. Yeah, we don't
how much does your average T-shirt you wear now cost?
Yeah,
San Diego.
Uh-huh. Yeah, under $20.
There is a problem here in Massachusetts today. We've highlighted it in the From Today's Show section at DougStefan.com. The reminder that goes with this story is getting drunk and chasing bears, probably not a good idea. It did happen. North Adams, up in the northeast, northwest corner, the fellow, the spokesperson for the police department there said, quote, "We certainly don't need anybody going all Davy Crockett on us, chasing a bear in the woods drunk with a dull hatchet. Bad idea.
You gotta have a sharp hatchet.
Not
for
going
job.
To end well." The hatchet man was taken into protective custody because he was drunk. There are a lot of bears now here in Massachusetts.
Protective custody. Why, the bears said, no matter what, we're going to get this guy?
We're going to get that guy. Yes. He's on a list.
Okay, so this is what we do for state government. This is what poses for state government here in Massachusetts. The following tips were posted on the state website for bear sightings. Quote, if a bear is sighted, leave the animal alone. In most situations, if left alone, the bear will return to the forest on its own. Keep dogs under control, stay away from the bear, and advise others to do the same. Often a bear will climb a tree to avoid people. A gathering of people not only stresses the animal, but adds to the risk of having a bear chased out into the traffic or into a group of bystanders. So that's the story. Important information that we posted for you today. Getting drunk and chasing bears, strongly ill-advised, the Massachusetts State Police.
I've got that in my notebook.
That's what it's not to do. Right. Today is National Limerick Day. This is the time of year when we celebrate the silly nonsense of amusing pieces of copy. There once was a woman from Nantucket and all of that. You know that story. There once was a man named Nation who worked for a radio station. Although he was tall, his hands were too small. We pause for station identification.
Oh, boy.
There once was a dog named Charlotte. And I could probably come up with something pretty cute, but I'd have a tear in my eye, and I don't want to have that. I had one earlier, Kenny. It was pretty good. It had something to do with poop. It once was a... What? Do you remember it? I'm trying to remember what the lines were. It actually wasn't bad for just coming off the top of my head.
Okay, moving along.
Well, never mind moving along. I once had a dog named Spot, and she came out of a pot. Into the road she ran, and we never saw her again.
That's a loose plus, but no cigar.
Yeah, right. All right. Anyway, so
clean limerick.
Oh, yeah, got to be clean. Yep.
You know when see the side, sir.
Yeah. Okay. What? I didn't say anything bad, did I?
No, you didn't. You also didn't have a limerick.
Hey, what do you mean?
Well, you didn't finish it.
Well, I didn't have time.
I once had a dog on a train, and it ran the other way. The end.
Did I win?
Where's my prize?
No, it would have to be like this. There once was a dog on the train, and she escaped into the rain. She fell on a stool and broke all the rules, and thus never came back again.
Boy, that sucks.
How's that?
That's horrible.
I mean, that's right off the top of my head. What do you want for nothing?
Nipsey Russell, you ain't.
You think you're cute, huh?
Hey, 888-302-3685 if you've never even heard of Nipsey Russell.
Yeah. 14 before the hour. TV report in a couple of minutes here on Good Day.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there care, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hi, TV time on Good Day. The Live Nation folks are going to have the Music Awards on TBS and TNT. Live Nation Music Awards, Dick Clark Productions, Live Nation, that sort of thing. What makes this special, Kenny?
It's awards for live concert performances.
Ah, ooh. Is this something new?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
I like that.
Jamie Lee Curtis says her reason for taking a role in the new horror comedy Scream Queens is simple. The show's creator called her. He called me on the phone. I picked it up. He said, I'm going to write a show for you. Please do it with me. And so the show is now starting to film in New Orleans. It's called, it's pretty much like American Horror Story over on FX, apparently. She plays the dean of a university. Her co-stars are a who's who of young Hollywood. Lea Michele, Abigail Breslin, Nick Jonas. Wow, an interesting group. So this show is what a number. It's kind of like another zombie thing. Right, the world is right. Full of zombies for whatever the reason. Let's see here. AMC scheduling Mad Men. There's a big marathon. The series finale is coming up on May 13th. So they're going to present 91 episodes in a row before they do the final over at AMC. How do you like that? Are you big fans of that? I don't know that much about it.
No, I haven't seen that.
John Travolta.
Travolta.
He's going to be in the new TV show about O.J. Simpson's trial. Cuba Gooding Jr., David Swimmer. Sarah Paulson, starring in this true crime anthology series called American Crime Story. Season 1 will focus on the O.J. Simpson trial and the book by Jeffrey Toobin. And Travolta is supposed to be playing Robert Shapiro, Simpson's attorney. Gooding plays O.J. Simpson. Who's going to watch that? That'd be actually probably interesting. Sounds like an interesting show. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Selma Blair, according to Entertainment Weekly, she was in Legally Blonde, right?
If you say so.
Right. She's going to play the ex-wife of Robert Kardashian, O.J.'s attorney in American Crime Story. So I'll bring that around. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Warren Eckstein, host of the amazing Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on a lot of great radio stations, is here with us. Brought to you by Cedarside. And because we have this nice connection with Cedarside, we have a gift pack to give to the person who has the best limerick, or maybe the only limerick, about your dog, your cat, your pet. There once was a dog named Fred, and he always fell out of bed. And then you can fill in the rest of the... Warren's probably going to... Are you impressed so far?
There once was a dog named Fred, and he always had an itchy head.
Yeah.
So Cedarside was the key for and he healthy for him to be.
On his knee. Right. All right. So if you want to keep bugs...
Right?
We're getting paid to do this too, folks.
Yeah.
You need to keep the bugs out of your home and away from your family. Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Go to cedarside.com and you'll see the information about the leader in this country in natural and organic pest control. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray, for example.
You've
got to have that. You're going to get, the person who has the limerick is going to get a kit that was full of Cedarside material, the organic bug spray. Let's see here.
Sunscreen.
Yeah. Mosquito spray, tick spray, mite, all of these things. You'll be able to take care of every problem you have with bugs.
All you do is just spray a little on your hands, rub your dog's coat, boom, yep. Good to go.
Gonzo. The Cedarside folks have all the products you need, and you can get them by going to Cedarside.com. Use the coupon code DUG for free shipping, or you can call 800-842-1464. use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Cedarside.com or 800-842-1464. Use the code Doug.
Today on App Check, Bubble Shooter is Tetris with bubbles. It's pretty fun, but right in the middle of a game, an annoying pop-up asks if I want to upgrade.
What?
Bubble Shooter.
Struck out.
The Movie Man. 6 second DVD review starts now.
Important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I mean,
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Hi, so Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. What's this story about this fella who got arrested? He's trying to save a dog in a car. I wish the guy had been around when Charlotte was having her problem.
It took place in Athens, Georgia, Doug, and what happened was a man was walking by. He noticed a small dog locked in a car suffering. The guy was a veteran, by the way. He broke the window using his wife's wheelchair, one of the things from his wife's wheelchair, to break the window, got into the car, took the dog out. The owner of the Mustang, the owner of the car, came out and demanded the police were called and demanded that they press charges, and they arrested the guy for breaking in and saving the dog's life. But they also gave the woman a ticket for endangering her dog. The bottom line is this. I went to jail on Long Island several years ago for doing exactly the same thing. It was just a few hours there. What would you do? What would you do?
I'd do the same thing.
There was a dog.
Same thing.
Yeah, but do this. Call the police first, because I did the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't break the window. I called the police first, and I said, what do you want me to do? And they said, we'll have somebody there in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And I let
but
them
break
the window.
But if they weren't there in 60 seconds, the option would have been to break the window and face with
And
them.
I would have told them, yeah, I'm going to break the window. So just hit the 911 first and just say, here's the situation. What do you want me to do? And then that way you're clear. You're covered.
Yeah. You have
the story was simply the fact that the police officer did not want to arrest this guy. He agreed with them, but the woman pressed charges, so they had no option.
Great. You've written on your Facebook page a story of adoptable dogs who are following shoppers around on this digital billboard. What's the story? We have so many dogs, my God, in this country. Tell us the story, Warren.
A quick start. Basically, in England, what they do is they have a tremendous billboard at a place where thousands, hundreds of thousands of people pass by. So this giant billboard has dogs from the Humane Society walking past it every couple of minutes, and it looks like the dogs are following you. And so far, they say people see the dogs on the big screen, and they're winding up going to the shelters and adopting them. So I think it's a great idea. I think we'll see it here soon.
Mark has a limerick. Go ahead, Mark.
I have a lab named Fred. He has a gigantic blockhead. He runs in the dishes against my wishes, then comes back and rolls in my bed.
That's awesome. Winner, winner.
Winner, winner, dinner. Chicken dinner. So hold on a second, Mark. We'll send you one of these coming up with a good, cool limerick. There once was a fella named Warren who often fell from his Taurin. He got up. That's the story.
Shut up.
Warren.
It's 58 past the hour.
No, it's 59 past the hour. Yeah. Good day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America Weekend.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.